Proverbs for the day, April the 13th, Proverbs 13, verses 6, 7, and 8. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. We're going to take these three together, look at mainly two thoughts. And that is this, righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. Your choice is when will you be rich, when will you be poor, over the things you have control in. You may not have control over your income. I know that many people have great respect for people who can control their income. In the capitalistic environment, that's a big deal. But the Bible says, there isn't maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. So he is rich. He has money. He has the ability to do what he wants, he or she. So he's rich, but he has nothing. Does that ring a bell from reading your Bible? Like maybe over in Revelation 3. In Revelation 3, they say they're rich, and he said you're poor and miserable and blind and wretched and naked. So it must have something to do with what point of view you're looking from and what's rich and what's poor and what are riches in God's eyes. Because there is here, he says, there is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. Now the Bible principle is this. If I keep it, I lose it. If I will lose it, I keep it. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with your skills, abilities, often called talents, because of the parallel in the Bible. You're supposed to take your abilities and do the best you can with them. However, God might call you to a mission field in a place like New Guinea or Africa or one of these places. And when he calls you, there might be some talents that you actually bury. You might be a gifted musician and you might only get to do a measure of the musical side of things instead of staying and as one East Coast back in the missionary, great missionary period, one East Coast, a man was offered a great church and he had great abilities, but he knew God had called him to the mission field, and they told him, they said, you're burying your talent. He said, no, I'm not burying it in a napkin. I'm not doing that. I'm laying it at Jesus' feet. You see, if you're not careful, you think that we're to decide where we serve and why we serve and how we serve. You lose it, you keep it. Now, there is that maketh himself rich. It's our own doing. It's your choice. I know there's some who have, they call it out in the world, you know, the Midas touch. There's some that have a touch on them. They're able to turn a buck. But here he's talking about what you do with your life, what you do with what does come through your hands, what you do that's your own doing. Now, riches are not necessarily material. And yet, they're probably mostly spiritual in the passage. Now, we don't make ourselves poor spiritually, but we give out spiritually. Do you know, I've said for years, and I'll say it here, when God calls a man to be a missionary, he's called him to a need that is greater than his ability. And to me, that's one of the definitions of poor. You are poor when your genuine need is greater than your ability. And the Bible is full of statements about the poor. And it's not a negative statement in most cases. It's not a statement of someone who couldn't turn a buck under capitalism in most cases. And you got to understand that. You got to apply that. See, if you're not careful, you're doing just what this book says you shouldn't do. So the reason maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. Hath now, he has spiritual riches. He has spiritual blessings, and half as in possesses for the future. Why, in the book of Joshua chapter 1, he told them that every foot, every place that the sole of their foot would tread, he had given them. He said, I have given you, already yours. You just got to go out and do that. So if I make myself poor, a man says, okay, Lord, I'll do it. And he goes to the mission field. Now today, we don't believe in the missionary spirit that was part of the Philadelphia period. We don't believe that. We believe that if it costs you to serve God, you didn't plan well and didn't do right. I know there are some who are just negligent. I understand that. And they don't plan at all. And they don't prepare. But many of the old saints of God got to the end of the way, and they had given all of themselves and what they had. I'm reminded of what C.T. Studd did when he received an inheritance while he was in China as a missionary. And he wrote down and distributed it, wrote out checks to different missionary organizations, because he was determined to live by faith. You say, well, he died sick in Africa. He served in China, India, and Africa. You do what you want. I sure would like to be close by at the judgment seat to watch, because it's going to be something to see. Amen. You see, if we're not careful, we ignore these verses. In verse 8, he said, the ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. Now, someone can hold you ransom according to what you value and what you have. The devil will try to use earthly things to hold you at ransom. The devil will try to pin you down, and he will try to push on any place we have a lack of faith. That's true of all of us, any of us. So the two things today are this. I can choose, make myself rich, make myself poor in Christ. Not make myself poor like a sluggard, because there's a law, a rule, a rebuke about it. So the Bible's got it covered. Don't worry about it. He's got it covered. What are you going to do with your own self? What's it your choice to do? And then secondly, what is the ransom of your life? Do you hear spiritual rebuke because you want to have riches and eternity? See, the Bible says here, the poor heareth not rebuke. They've got nothing to lose, so they don't care. Whoa, if you believe in the judgment seat of Christ, if you believe what Jesus said about it, what Paul said about it, what the book of Revelation says about it, then you know we have everything to lose and everything to gain.